WIRX, everything
good morning. 7:09:33. It's Wednesday. We're getting through it, man. We're getting through it. Today we got a high of 42, low of 30, and then it's dropping, man. Then some more snow. I'll give you a full look at our forecast here in a little bit. Right now, though, let's do your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, pizza isn't usually considered a breakfast food. I don't know, at least not once you're out of college. But apparently it should be. That's right. There's a dietitian named Chelsea Amir, and she says it would actually be better for you to eat pizza for breakfast instead of cereal. She said, quote, "You may be surprised to find out that an average slice of pizza and a bowl of cereal with whole milk contains nearly the same amount of calories. But pizza packs a much larger protein punch, which will keep you full throughout the morning, and it contains more fat and much less sugar, so you'll not experience a quick sugar crash." So now you know. I don't know if, like, a pizza place is open this early. But I tell you what, I have eaten my fair share of pizza in the morning. Usually it's being extremely hungover. And by morning, I mean 1 o'clock in the afternoon when I finally roll out of bed from being extremely hungover. So I don't know if that counts as breakfast or lunch. I guess we'll never know. We need a study on that. Back in 1996, scientists cloned the first mammal. You may remember Dolly the sheep. That's right. And since then, they figured out how to clone nearly 24 kinds of animals, including dogs, cats, pigs, cows, ponies. And now, for the first time ever, scientists in China have cloned a monkey. Two identical long-tailed macaws were born in a lab using the same process that brought us Dolly the sheep. I don't know if that gets us, you know, one step closer to possibly cloning humans. I don't know how that works. I'm not wise in the ways of cloning, but this is pretty crazy, man. Crazy. I don't know, and this is not a religious or a political thing. I just don't know if I'm into cloning. Do we really need two of everyone? We don't need two of me. Hell, one of me is more than enough. And I don't mean that in a good way, like, oh yeah, I'm good enough. No, we don't need two dum-dums running around, all right? So maybe let's put the cloning on a back burner, all right? Till we kind of figure out who maybe like cloning someone like Elon Musk or something, like smart people, cloning like another Bill Gates. Okay, I'm on board with that. But me and the rest of the peanut gallery, nah, we don't need to clone us. No need for that. Lastly, if you think sex at the office is pretty rare, think again, man. A survey by SaucyDates.com. 20,000 people actually found that 90% of respondents said they had sex in the workplace. Not gonna lie, I've had sex in the workplace. I mean, come on. I'm not telling you where, and I'm not telling you when. Now, of course, with this survey, it makes sense because the people were on a website called SaucyDates.com. So I guess that's not that far-fetched that people on SaucyDates.com would be having sex in the workplace. Hey, there you go. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?